I am neither a LeBron James lover, nor am I a LeBron James hater. But this Lakers team and this edition of LeBron James has been pretty good. The haters would say, JJ Redick, go back to doing your podcast. The Heat beat him by 40 earlier this year, Vlad. One person in this building even told me, that's the lousiest Lakers team I've ever seen. I go, you must not watch a lot of Lakers because I've seen some lousy teams. Lo and behold, though, they make the trade for Luka, and this team is now going to finish third in the West. They have a LeBron James who's playing at an unbelievable clip, which we will get to in just a minute. They have a Luka Doncic who is in the prime of his career, and last year led who I would consider probably a lesser team to the Western Conference Finals and to the NBA Championship. They came a couple games away from winning it. They have a true number three. Sorry, Andrew Wiggins, I'm not taking a shot, although I just did. A true number three in Austin Reaves, who's really actually a really underrated player, who could, at nights, we've talked about this, Vlad, if you need him, he can step up and be the number one on your team for a night. I'm not saying every night, but for nights. He does some pretty amazing things. You've got Rui Hachimura, who's a great player. You got Vanderbilt, who's a great defender. You've got a very solid team. But whoa, what LeBron James has done this year is a marvel. Get these stats, Vlad. His stats this year, how they compare to his 2012-2013 MVP stats. This is the year he won the MVP. First of all, 25.7 points this year. At 40 years old, he's 40.
Really? 25.7?
25.7. You know how much he averaged in his MVP season?
25.6?
26.8.
Oh, all right.
Remember, he's 40.
All right. Yeah, that was what? 2012? What was that?
2012-2013.
12 years ago?
This year, averaging 13? 17.3 rebounds. You know how much he averaged in that MVP season?
How much he averaged this year?
He has 7.3 this year. In the MVP season, 7.5.
All right.
Assists this year 8.3. We know now he's more of a facilitator than a scorer.
7.9?
7.4.
Oh, okay.
So he actually has more assists per game this year than he did in that MVP season.
Game, but yeah.
His stats at 40 years old are right up there with his stats in 2012-2013.
Well, I mean, this is, I don't want to sound, you know, like a hater, but he's been doing that for the last 22 years. So
and that's
like,
what I'm saying.
So, I mean, it's just consistency. So it's,
I'm willing to say this. If before you would have told me this season, let's just even say this season. Before this season you would have told me LeBron James is the greatest player of all time, I would say bosh. Foolishness. Silliness.
Yeah, what did you say Chris Bosh when you said bosh?
No, I just said bosh. If you know bosh just means foolishness, silly talk.
Yeah. Down here, bosh might mean.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
But I would just say foolishness. It's Michael Jordan. Don't question it. But now I'm willing to say this. With those numbers, at age 40, remember, numbers that are very comparable to the year he was the MVP in 2012-2013.
There's no GOAT, bro.
Leading a team. I'm saying this, though. Listen, hear me out. A Lakers team who, let's look at it real quick. Now, you're probably saying the third seed.
No, everything you're saying is right. Look, this Lakers team, they went up and down first couple of months. Then they started playing really well. They went on like an 8-game winning streak in like towards the end of January and February, right before they made the big trade. Because they start like that was a funny thing. They started playing real well, and people didn't still believe that they were a threat. So we knew they were going to make a move during the trading deadline. Nobody knew that the move would be Luka for AD, and though everybody started doubting, oh, they don't have height, they don't have size, they're going to get, you know, what's going to happen. Their defense in the beginning after the acquisition of Luka was actually good. And they've been playing good defense for a good, I want to say, 2 months. Then LeBron got hurt. Defense went bad. Took a little bit. They lost a couple of games they shouldn't, maybe, that Bulls games when Josh
hit that buzzer beater.
Right, and then there was another game, I think that was the same game, but they should have won that game. A couple of games they played bad, but look, at 40 years old, in the year 22, he's probably giving you a complete season because he was also playing very well on the defensive end as this year. So
He's very durable. He's the leader of this team. Here's what I wanted to say now. With all that being said, with the stats being somewhat similar, unbelievably, to his MVP season, with the team that he has right now, you know, Luka, like I said, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, all those guys, J.J. Redick coaching seems to be pushing enough of the right buttons. They're the third seed in the West. If they can make a magical run, and we know LeBron James can make those runs in spurts in the playoffs, focusing. He's got the experience. We know Luka can get to an NBA Finals. We know they got a lot of pieces. And look who the road is tough. Don't get me wrong. The Thunder, unbelievable team. But a lot of people say still the jury's out on them. They don't have a lot of playoff experience. They're young. We'll see. The Rockets, the Lakers killed them last night.
Rockets, they ain't playing new guys.
The Rockets still very young.
They didn't play
inexperienced. The Nuggets fired their coach with 5 games left in the regular season. Michael Malone got fired. They're a huge question mark. Can they make a run with an interim coach? The Clippers, once again, the Clippers
are playing good,
unbelievable, man. By the way, and if you want to say stuff about the Clippers and about Kawhi Leonard, you can, but they're playing great. But then again, I always say the Clippers are going to be the Clippers in the playoffs. The Warriors, do they have enough in the tank? Timberwolves, we'll see. This is a Lakers team that, let's just say they make a great run. And let's just say for some reason
they win the title?
They win the title.
Okay,
willing to respectfully and openly hear talk and arguments that LeBron James is the greatest player of all time.
You sound like Stephen A. Smith.
Listen to this. 5 NBA championships.
I get it.
Over a long period of time and a lot of NBA finals. Jordan had 6.
3 different decades. I get it.
The numbers at 40 that he is putting up, winning a championship at 40, what he has done for this league.
Damn.
What he has done with his teams.
I don't think there's a – listen.
I'm willing to hear the argument. I'm saying that.
I don't think you have – I don't think anybody has a – is wrong if they want to make a case for LeBron. Obviously, I grew up in the Jordan era. And it all depends on how you look at things.
Oh, by the way, he's also the all-time leading scorer in the NBA's history.
Listen, I, for one, love consistency. And if you've been the top for over 20 years, that means a lot. Now, some people may say, oh, you're just staying in the game. But if you're staying too long. But, bro, if you've been dominant.
He's as good as anybody now.
Right, but if you've been dominant consistently, and you can see, and you can remain dominant. Why wouldn't you? Same thing with Brady when he was playing.
I hope he plays another 5 years. Now,
what the Jordan era was dominance, and it was. Here's how I look at it, bro. Your greatest athlete represents the era, the timing of that. You know, LeBron is this era, this current generation's greatest athlete. You know what I'm saying? Jordan was that. Jordan was the 90s. The 90s was about cutthroat dominance and showing off, bro. And like, you know, that was the 90s. And people loved that. It resonated with people with that. The country was doing great. You were winning dominance. The Cowboys was the team in the football. The Yankees, like, it was about, you were a dynasty. Dynasties was cool back then. Like, all right, kill, wipe out any team. Dude, you got to do everything. Look what the Niners did. The Niners were getting beat by the Cowboys so much that they had to go outside their parameters. They had to bring in Deion. They had to get the, you know, they had a culture, but they had to face the Cowboys. Same thing with the Bulls. Bulls were so dominant. The Knicks tried to get gritty and grimy with them because that's how Detroit beat them. Indiana did that. And Jordan won. Dominance, bro. So when you're growing up, it was Jordan, hip-hop, all of that. That's why it resonated with people. That's why people really think Mike's the greatest. And I also, I mean, this is, I'm keeping it a buck. A lot of people think Mike's daddy to them. Because, you know, they didn't have daddy. So Mike was daddy. Sometimes our dream, you know, like Mike was a lot of people's daddies. That's what it is. But LeBron's been the most consistent best player I've seen ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
40. He's still one of the top 5 players in the league. Further evidence, very easy. I'll let you guess. You don't even have to guess. Who leads the league in triple-doubles this year?
Oh, Jokic.
Yes. Number two, LeBron James. He is the second leading triple-double scorer this season behind Jokic, who is having possibly the MVP season.
No, I mean,
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is the other guy in the argument.
No, I mean, he's not the other guy in the argument. He is the argument.
Dude.
Listen, Bron,
if you hate LeBron James, hate LeBron James for whatever reason.
Bron is Bron.
But you cannot deny the fact of what he is doing and what he has done. And oh yeah, by the way, if you're a Heat fan, Heat culture fan, he did a lot for your organization. I'm sorry. You would not be where you're at today if it weren't for LeBron James.
You think Toronto will retire LeBron James' number?
No. We're the only stupid organization that retires people that don't have the real that didn't play for us his number.
Now, if
take that banner down as another stupid thing.
If Bron didn't side with Kendrick in the beef with Drake, you think if he sided with Drake in that beef, you think Drake would allow a LeBron jersey to be retired at Air Canada?
How is this even relevant to anything?
Because you know, they were talking about yesterday was the anniversary when the Jordan jersey got retired at the Miami Arena?
Yeah.
Right, and it was just like, would teams actually ever retire an opposing player's number?
I mean, they'll do it for, like, Bill Russell.
Well, I mean, not because of, like, you know, as good of a person. I'm talking about because the person just destroyed you and annihilated you and just broke your heart and just killed your dreams.
No.
Why did you guys do that?
I just take that banner down. And when they asked to say it was time for it to come down, just take it down. It's an embarrassment whenever I see it. And we've tried to kind of fade it out. It used to be Jordan 23. Now it's just 23 now. Nonetheless, what LeBron James is doing, that at 40, he's the second leading double-double getter in the league behind Nikola Jokic. And his numbers at 40 are similar to his numbers in 2012, 2013, much less that year he won the MVP. He's leading a team, also he's got some help, once again we've mentioned that, to a third seed in the West, and who knows with this playoff run. Like I said.
Nobody expected him to win 50 games.
No.
You're lying. Anybody that says that is lying. And here's the other thing. This is what
You didn't expect to get Luka Doncic.
That's also true. But here's the other thing. It doesn't really matter who coaches him. Now, his best coach ever was probably Spo, followed by Ty Lue. But it doesn't matter. Mike Brown, Paul Silas. Who was that coach they got
Russian
from Israel?
The Russian dude, I thought.
I forgot his name. What's his name? Bum. I call him Bum.
You know?
Ty Lue, Luke Walton.
I'm amazed.
Frank Vogel, Darvin Ham.
He won a championship, Frank
Vogel. He won
a
championship with Frank Vogel. It doesn't matter. Now it's J.J. Redick, his podcaster buddy.
25.7 points this year as opposed to his MVP year, 26.8. 7.3 rebounds this year as opposed to 7.5 his MVP year. 8.3 assists per game this year as opposed to 7.4 assists per game in 2020.
David Blatt. That was his name. David Blatt, the coach.
I'll say this. I'm still Michael Jordan, and maybe I'm just a slave to the era that I grew up in.
Yeah,
and how
we
Michael
all
Jordan,
are.
And if Michael Jordan was at full strength, the Bulls were going to win the championship. But if LeBron wins a championship this year, and would be great, and the NBA would love it against the Celtics, especially. Holy goodness. I'm willing to hear the argument.
Like I
am
say,
willing
man.
To hear that argument.
If you're born, if you were between the ages of 12 to 20, I'll say 22, in the 90s, you're going to be a Jordan fan forever. Like, that's when you grew up. That's when you started, you know, finding other interests, you know, depending on what you type. I mean, I love women. So, you know, I was, you know, finding out about girls, music, going out, what's outside my block.
Are we just taking a walk down Vlad memory lane right now?
Yeah. Outside the block. You know what I'm saying? Outside of, you know, you go into high school.
Open up a wound.
No, that's what I'm just, no, it's not even that. It's not opening up a wound. It's just like that's when people always make the argument about who's the GOAT between Jordan and Bron, it's not even about that. It's about, you can't knock what the other one did. The numbers, you know, like you stated, it shows that. You know, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. the fact of the matter is, it's what your preference is, what resonated with you. Because you're seeing it. Like, I can't, I'm older and I'm seeing what this man is doing. And I can't be like, oh, I'm not appreciative of what he's doing. Because I have better knowledge of sports than I did when I was watching Mike. You understand?
If Khalil Ware came in and averaged 26, 7, and 8 this year, you'd say unbelievable. If you were 40 years old doing that, holy crap.
Yeah. So it's just about what resonates with you.
I know,
man.
And there's some people who say, you know what? It's all about numbers. When I say all about numbers, like, well, what records does Jordan hold? None, really. When I say none, you know, he doesn't hold the all-time scoring record. He doesn't hold the most championships. Okay, is it about championships? And it's Bill Russell. If it's about points, then it's LeBron James.
And then look.
If it's like, about longevity, it's about LeBron James.
But
if it's about willpower and changing the game,
it's what resonates with you.
Right.
Right now, Platinum Swords is cracking jokes because he's like, you know, and it's funny, Jordan wouldn't cry over cookies. That's cool. But Jordan also didn't, let me tell you this. This is why, you know what, if I ever make the argument why I think LeBron is better than Mike, it's only for this and this room, this reason. It's not about on the court. You can make an argument for either one on the court.
Yeah, it's subject. It's objective.
It's because off the court. Let me tell you this, my guy. In 1992, no, was it 92? No, 93. In 1993, when the Bulls and the Knicks played in the Eastern Conference Finals, which was the most hyped, anticipated Eastern Conference Finals at that time, because the Knicks were the number one seed. They took the Bulls to seven games the year before in the Eastern Conference semis. And they, Mike, went to Atlantic City and they lost the first two games.
Yeah.
And all of, if that happened,
John Starks dunk,
in 2020s, in the 2020s, it would have been crazy.
The internet would have exploded.
Okay? And that was only the New York tabloids, which were, at that time, was like what Twitter is, you know what I'm saying? Like, the New York tabloids were big. So that was only New York tabloids. Mike would not be able to handle, to me, the onslaught of everyday coverage LeBron,
by the way,
goes through night in and night out.
LeBron James has been doing this since he was 17 years old, having to shoulder the basketball world. And he's responded every single turn. I'm not saying who's the greatest of all time. That's up to you. I'm saying what Michael Jordan did, amazing. What LeBron James is doing is possibly equally as amazing. Leave it at that.